Glenn, good morning.
Hi, Tess.
Now, first off, how does the Academy actually choose their nominees for each Oscar ceremony?
Okay, so basically in each category, so for acting or for cinematography or directing, there are category members, and those category members nominate in their own category. So actors nominate actors, cinematographers nominate cinematographers. After the nominations come out, then all members can vote in each category.
Now, in terms of the reason behind this lack of diversity, do you believe it's more the Academy's fault or rather a problem inside the Hollywood film industry?
Well, I think they're, in many respects, they're kind of interdependent. They're kind of one and the same. And it points to some systemic issues within Hollywood itself. Starting from who gets to kind of make decisions on what sort of films get made, and they are largely, you know, white male executives and studio heads, which then filters down to the composition of the Academy itself, which has about 6,500 members. And even though they've kind of made quite some baby steps towards diversity in the last few years, it remains over 90% white, over 75% male, and the average age is over 60 years old, which starts to point to some of the reasons for these kind of nominations.
Wow, yeah. Didn't know that part. Now, with other minor award shows, they've been giving recognition to various roles such as Jason Mitchell in Eazy-E for Straight Outta Compton and Idris Elba for Beats of No Nation. Do you think the way the Academy is voting may be either corrupt or outdated?
I think it's outdated, particularly because of the composition of the Academy. When you think that almost half of movie tickets in the United States are bought by minorities, and over 35% of the country is made up of minorities, the membership of the Academy just doesn't kind of match the rest of America, and so basically I don't think it's corrupt. I just think that members who are largely white, largely male, and largely over the age of 60, their life experience will shape their voting. It will shape the stories that they are drawn to and interested in, just like it is for all of us. And this kind of ends up becoming a little bit self-perpetuating because membership of the Academy is actually by invitation only, and it requires a prior nomination. So if you've got 20 white actors and 5 white directors being nominated, then, that kind of keeps building up, or it requires sponsorship by a current member who, again, is largely white, largely male, and largely over the age of 60. But there are a couple of other interesting reasons, I guess, particularly around two films. Creed, the reboot of the Rocky film, which is a wonderful film, but I think Warner Brothers was quite surprised by the critical reception of the film, and so they actually didn't mount a strong or long campaign for either the film itself or for Ryan Coogler, the young director, or for Michael B. Jordan, both young African-Americans. And with Beasts of No Nation, because it's connected with Netflix, maybe there's it kind of points to a little bit of fear from Hollywood about kind of Netflix's arrival and what that could mean for the rest of the industry.
Are there any roles from the past year that you believe have been snubbed, I guess, for want of a better word, from this year's Oscar race?
Look, certainly, as you've already mentioned, the most obvious one is Idris Elba for playing the warlord, or a warlord, in Beasts of No Nation. Also, as I mentioned, I think Michael B. Jordan for playing the young wannabe boxer in Creed. But then I think there's a couple of Hispanic American performances as well that could have been nominated. Oscar Isaac is deranged and quite wonderful in Ex Machina, and Benicio del Toro is deranged and quite wonderful in Sicario. And they're they're the main acting ones that stand out. As you mentioned, also Straight Outta Compton for Best Film, and Creed for Best Film, really. I mean, look, they certainly could have been nominated, as with a film like Carol, which wasn't nominated either. And the number of best films, for example, in the Oscars has increased from 5 in around 2009 up to a maximum of 10, but they've only used 8 slots this year, so they actually had a couple more open that they could have utilised. So it is quite telling that they haven't done so. And I think that they might be regretting it at the moment.
And just finally looking forward to the future, I guess, a little bit, with people such as Spike Lee and Jada Pinkett Smith stating they'll boycott the event, do you think this might have an impact on the future of the Academy?
I think that, so at the moment there's an African-American woman who is the president of the Academy, Cheryl Boone Isaacs, and I mean, she's come out and said that she's really disappointed about the nominations this year, and she's really quite active and has a 5-year plan that in aims to kind of reshape the Academy itself, but also to kind of change hiring practices within the studios. So I think that this year in particular, people have really started questioning the relevance of the Oscars and how well they actually reflect American society and global society for that matter, particularly in contrast to TV. And so I think this could be a real watershed moment for them.
Well, Glenn, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thanks very much, Tess.